Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brother Jeremiah O'Leary, who is Coordinator for Justice and Peace for the Xavierian Brothers. I mispronounced that. I'm sorry. And is Chair of the Beyond the Boundaries Committee for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Brother Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
And how do you pronounce it? I messed up the name of your order. I'm sorry.
We pronounce it Xaverian.
Xaverian. Oh, I would have never guessed.
It's named after our patron, St. Francis Xavier.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. For our listeners who are unfamiliar, and unfortunately, I bet there's some out there that are unfamiliar with the Beyond the Boundaries project in this area. Could you tell us a little bit about your order and the Beyond the Boundaries?
Well, first of all, my order. We were founded in Belgium in 1839, and the major work was going to be mission work with the American Indians. Uh-huh. And when the founder got over here, he was talking to a number of the bishops, and it was mentioned that immigrants from lots of countries were in great need of help with education. And so we get into that. Later on, we did have brothers involved with the American Indians out in South Dakota. But our brothers have mostly been involved in education, but our main thing is that we, from a contemplative stance, in other words, from prayer and looking at what Jesus said and did in the gospel, mm-hmm. we are committed to working with the poor and the marginalized. And with our education, we have done that, helping students to realize their obligations to those less fortunate than them, and how we are all one, working together, that everybody might be able to enjoy the human rights they're all entitled to. And also, we have become more diversified ever since following Vatican II, realizing, you know, we could do other things besides completely in the field of education. I guess in the broad sense, it's education. Helping people to realize their obligations as Christians, as Catholics, or even as other people of goodwill, that they are here not just for themselves, but for their neighbor. So that's been my main objective during my years as a Xaverian brother.
Well, I must tell you that, thank you. I must tell you that I am honored to have you on the show, because you folks have done such wonderful things throughout the history of your order, and throughout the history of the Beyond the Boundaries Committee, that I'm really very honored to have you folks on the show. Let me ask you, could you give us a history of the Beyond the Boundaries Committee?
Sure.
Because I know you started as
it,
a...
It started at... way back, it's a little bit hazy, but it's somewhere around February of 1996.
So you just had a 20-year-old birthday.
Indeed. Oh, wait a minute. No, 1996. 2006. Ah, yes. Okay. But a researcher and advocate for inclusionary housing, David Rusk, he gave a presentation entitled "Housing: An Opportunity for Justice." He was invited to do this by the Catholic bishops, in particular Bishop John Ricard. David Rusk did this presentation in a very inspiring and very personal way in his research book, Baltimore Unbound, showing the effects of the current housing policies in this whole area: concentration of poverty and continuing racial and economic segregation in Baltimore City and the region.
Yeah, and that book is still available, folks.
It's still available.
It's a great book.
But John Ricard authorized Bishop John Ricard, The Creation of Beyond the Boundaries. We've had many good program managers working with the bishop who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's Bishop Dennis Madden. The Beyond the Boundaries helps its members through discussion groups and major events understand the following, that fair housing policies were at the heart of Catholic teachings on social justice, that the moral test of a society is how the most vulnerable people among us live, or among us are treated. And a lot of that has to do with where they live.
Right, exactly.
And that the opportunities for employment are determined by, lots of times, where you live. Employment, education, safety, and that all the housing market in Baltimore was determined, and it's shown by the way things have turned out, that it operates within a regulatory structure. And under this present regulatory structure, the market is producing, by and large, housing that is too expensive for moderate and low-income and very low-income people. And the work of Beyond the Boundaries is to energize themselves and other parishioners and all people of goodwill,
advocate
for legislation in the city and surrounding counties, which would set up a regulatory structure that would promote affordable housing in mixed income, opportunity rich developments.
So you really are it might have started out with the Archdiocese, but you have a lot of folks from other faiths as well as
we do have people of other faiths working with us. Most of the time we start off with our groups in churches, our own churches, and
in a particular parish.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. In fact, right now we're working with CPHA, and that includes people of faith from other religions. In fact,
right.
One of their associates, directors, Greg Friedman,
uh-huh.
he's working with us. We're working with Bridge. We're working with Service Employees International Union, the SEIU.
Right, right.
Another group that is that we do a lot of work closely with, the Murphy Initiative for Justice and Peace. It was named after Bishop Frank Murphy, who did so much affordable housing in healthy neighborhoods. Throughout the state. And in fact, some of his stuff is still continuing in Frederick County,
mm-hmm.
and also in the western part of the state. But we've been working on it for the past number of years to try to get an inclusionary housing law that will work.
That's a challenge. Yeah, that's
a challenge. And we did get one that would work.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was that in the last few days of that, everything that Beyond the Boundaries and in cooperation with all these other faith groups and
across the state, in
cooperation with obviously CPHA. The SEIU and other unions all came together, and it was the law passed. But the problem was that in the last few days, a lot of the things, such as the fact that the Inclusionary Housing Board would have a constitutive part in all decisions made, and that was changed to advisory. And that was a big problem. That and a number of other things caused it to be ineffective, so that it produced only something like 30-something affordable units in mixed-income settings and didn't even go to the lowest tier of moderate and low-income.
Yeah, that's a shame. Part of the struggle, as you and I have talked before the show, is this confirms what the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said, Martin Luther King Jr. said about the housing was going to be the biggest problem.
Right.
Because it housing affects, as you said, everything.
Everything.
It affects jobs. It affects your quality of life. It affects various parts of your health.
Right. And one of the big things that we've been doing is working with the problem of racism. And the thing of it is that we found a number of good-hearted people who have maybe not looked at certain facts and things that would help them understand better the desperate need for the opportunity to be in a healthy neighborhood. And
so it's an educational piece there.
Yes, and recently we have come across some things that are very important, and we find other groups are working on these things also, is helping people become educated by certain research books, and one of them is called Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City by Matthew Desmond.
Yeah, that just came out in the last year.
It just came out in the last year, but it just documents the system and how it needs to change.
Yeah.
And the other one is called The Color of Law by Philip Rothstein. And that points out some things that we are not that aware of today. But I guess it was common knowledge really in the 50s, and that was that, for example, in World War II, when the veterans were coming home, they were able to get help with their mortgages, in the counties and so forth, and
under the GI Bill,
but. In his book, he indicates, he shows that by written documents from government agencies that were helping people with these federally funded indemnity to help with the mortgage. And they were all informed only white applicants were to be accepted, and no African Americans. So a whole number of African Americans, this is one thing, coming back from World War II, were forced to stay in the city because they couldn't afford. Because they were not really being accepted.
They were excluded. In
order to get this federal thing, the landlord had to abide by. The fact that no African American people would be accepted.
So the net effect was to exclude them.
So the net effect. And that gets to the point where if people, and then it still is expensive on your rent.
Right.
If you don't get any help. And the thing of it is, if so much of your assets and funds are spent on that, what's left? And so now other things have happened since then in terms of the lack of jobs and the closing of factories and everything. But this points out in African-American families, the equity that they have is much less people who didn't have that impediment.
Unfortunately, Brother Jerry, we've reached about the end of the show. How can somebody get in touch with you and Beyond the Boundaries? We'll have another show soon.
What happened is that we have revamped our whole network and so forth, but. If they contact me, I can put them on our email list for when we send out notices and so forth. And they can contact me at I think the easiest way is my phone number, 443-722-7522.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And we'll put you on
the mailing list. Great. Thank you so much. I want to thank our guest today, Mr. Brother Jerry O'Leary, Coordinator for Justice and Peace for the Xerian Brothers, and Chair of the Beyond the Boundaries Committee for the Archdiocese of Baltimore, for being our guest today. Thank you, Brother Jerry. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you, Bill.
And for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.